Welcome to Bevington Banter, the show where we can sound like we're arguing even when we all agree. I'm Cassidy, and together with my brother Cade and dad Randy, each week we discuss a selection of news stories, topics surrounding the culture, and matters of freedom and faith. Thanks for listening. Follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it, and if you like what you hear, rate it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify.
I want to start, I guess, with an I told you so. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Last week, I told you why I had noodled out why they want to do electric vehicles, even though they'll never work, at least with current technology, to force us into, you know, government or corporate self-driving vehicles where they'll, you know, if you have to order it, and it shows up at your house and takes you where they allow you to go and all that kind of stuff. Well, then I just saw this is like a 2-day-old story, maybe a couple days older than that, where Klaus Schwab, the guy that's the head of the World Economic Forum, announced that we will all use apps to call self-driving cars, in the future. So that's exactly what
not,
I just said.
Someone tweeted it. Someone tweeted it in October, but he actually said that in 2015.
Oh, well, the story just popped up like 2 or 3 days ago. I put a link to it. And the
Correct.
Story is
and
only a couple
link,
days old.
That's where I learned it. In the link,
oh.
It says it's from 2015.
Okay.
I was just thinking about how when you're talking about EVs, that current technology could be a term that's kind of a double entendre. Current technology.
Yeah, I get it.
And current technology.
Well, with the current technology.
The current technology, it's not possible.
It won't work.
Yeah.
So anyways, I just thought that was interesting that that story just popped up after I had just talked about it. I was going to...
They're not just targeting ads at dad anymore. They're targeting stories. They don't care what the age is. Your phone listens to you talk about it and they're like, he'd like this story. Don't tell him when it's from.
Well, I read the date at the top of the story. It was just a couple days ago.
Yeah, and the Facebook post of it was from October 5th, 2023. That apparently got people talking, but yeah. Then the PolitiFact, it was like a fact check. They said it's a quote from 2015. But anyway, he still said it. But another story that's older that I don't know if I either don't remember it or didn't hear about it, but in March of 2021, the FBI seized $86 million worth of cash and goods from safety deposit boxes of people. Yeah. That weren't suspected of a crime, but now there's a federal court that's set to rule on the legality of that.
How long has it been?
It's been a long time. And Pat
that's
Gray,
a long time to not have your stuff.
This is that federal. Yeah.
It's been
federal
over. It's like 2.5 years, almost. Yeah, over 2.5 years.
I thought it was more
they've
than
had
that.
This stuff.
Yeah, it's longer than that. I think.
Yeah, the largest
no,
bank
because
heist
it says
in
that
American
the raid,
history.
It says the raid was in March 2021.
Huh.
Yeah, I thought it was longer than that, too. Anyways, this is something that Pat Gray rails about. It's one of his
right.
major...
Right, civil asset forfeiture
yeah.
in general.
He calls
yeah.
it a
so
Pat
this would
Gray
be a,
jihad.
A big ruling, which would be great, because that is crazy.
Yeah, and for anybody that doesn't know, the FBI had a warrant that allowed them to go in and basically search one safe deposit box.
Yes.
Not even to seize anything. They could just to search. And they may have been allowed... to, I don't know, find out the contents of other boxes, but they were not allowed. They came in and they seized all the property in like over 1,000 safe deposit boxes in this place. And it was like, yeah, it's reported $86 million, but some people said it was over $100 million. People had jewelry and
yeah,
bonds
it was Beverly
and
Hills.
Gold. Yeah, it was Beverly
Hills.
Yeah.
It was in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
What? What? Why? Where is all that stuff? Does it sit somewhere? Do they hope that eventually people forget about it and they can pawn it or what?
No, it's the FBI. It's operating
I know,
funds,
but that's
man.
Crazy. Yeah.
Where do you think they get their black ops funds from?
Well, yeah, but what are they doing with the jewels and the watches?
Well, Cade, wasn't was a story a while back? You were talking about a guy that was driving, I don't know, across several states or something with cash to buy a
yeah.
truck and they just seized
they
the
seized
cash
it all because they thought that was suspicious. He
yes.
got pulled over for something
which,
totally different.
Which one of the times are you
yeah.
talking about? Because that
yeah.
happens constantly.
Yeah.
And it happens in red states. A lot of the incidences have happened in Utah.
Wow.
They seize it and they give it to the LDS church.
Probably.
They're loaded.
Yeah. I think that Utah is a strange red state. It's conservative, but it's like a conservative cult.
Yeah, because, and also it's not that conservative because they keep electing Mitt Romney, who I understand is not running again, but if he did, he would have won. And that means that automatically disqualifies you. You're instant that purple
Republican
state.
Their Republican governor's a nut job, too.
I don't even know who it is. Mitt Romney is garbage.
He did, I don't know, is it, but he did like the whole pronoun thing. He was supportive of that and like gave his own pronouns at some speech he was doing and all this stuff. And he's a Republican governor of Utah. So,
weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, you mentioned Mitt Romney not running again.
Yes.
And he is far from the only person not running again. So this is, I didn't realize there's like 40, at least 40 Congress members that have announced, like on both sides, have announced that they will not be seeking reelection. And most recently, Patrick McHenry, the temporary Speaker of the House, right? And then
not to be confused
Kevin McCarthy,
with Patrick Henry, who's awesome.
Yeah.
And dead a long time ago.
Kevin McCarthy, he announced that he's leaving like at the end of the year. So he's not waiting till the end of the term. He's just retiring. And some of them have cited like the chaos and dysfunction and lying. Not all of them. So I know that we are.
I call it
like,
him
you know,
throwing
I know
a
we'd
temper
say good
tantrum.
Riddance. What?
Yeah,
he's
that's
throwing a temper
that's what
tantrum.
McCarthy is doing.
Oh yes, yes.
He's like,
but
he's
I'm
being
saying
a
as
wab
a, on
baby.
A whole. Right, correct. But to say it, like 40 of them on a whole saying they're not seeking re-election, it's like a large number. This is abnormal. I know that we'd be like, okay, good riddance. We're in support of term limits and all that.
Listen, the Constitution's not worth this mild headache I get every day.
Yes. Can we talk about that? That is the reasoning, is that it's like, this
it's
is
not
just
worth
too
it.
Chaotic.
It's not and, worth yeah. it. I don't care about the country that much.
Well, it's drama and it's chaos and it's dysfunction. And so they want out. What does that say about us?
You know what? If the chaos and dysfunction would be greatly limited if they did stick to using the Constitution as their guiding principle.
True. Which that makes me wonder, the 40 that are, the ones that, not all 40 are leaving for this, but the ones that are citing chaos and dysfunction for why they're leaving, they're probably the ones that we don't really want to leave.
I think there's some of that, but I also have to say it makes me suspicious, like how many of them are dirty rats abandoning a sinking ship before they get busted, before something really bad goes down.
That's true.
So, hey, Santa Claus just showed up.
I was just going to say, Santa's here, putting presents under the tree right now. It's a little early.
Well, you can't have them yet. They're just there.
That's how he gets it done in time?
Yeah, you know.
It's impressive for him to even be able to do it in the course of a year.
He gets all the moms to help him. Moms are really Santa's helper. I mean, let's face it, who does all this shopping for presents?
Elves make them.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
They don't shop at all.
I'm sorry. You guys are like Kris Kringle in The Miracle on 34th Street. You will become violent if I attack your delusion. Look how he carries that cane.
That's a great, there's a life lesson there.
What? Some people need to be hit with a cane.
Even Santa. Sometimes
Santa hit someone with a cane.
Sometimes violence is the answer.
That guy needed it.
I don't care.
That guy needed it. He did.
Everyone who says that violence is never the answer, first of all, I don't like to deal in
absolutes.
In absolutes. And definitely not that one. Because I'm sorry, sometimes it is. You're wrong.
Well,
can't say never. You can't say no circumstances.
This is more like our end of the show conversation.
I have a feeling it's going to be the whole show conversation today because I haven't been paying attention to much.
Well, I heard that I got good feedback that somebody told me that our specific life conversation was laugh out loud funny.
Life insurance?
Busting. Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny until somebody places a specific life insurance on you.
On you.
Policy takes a specific life insurance policy out on you, and then they keep encouraging you to do, like, really strange and dangerous activities. Hey, hey, you wanna...
let's put some rockets on your skateboard.
Why? You didn't take a specific life insurance policy out on me, did you?
And not wear a helmet. You must have looked at the show notes today, because Courtney told me that you wanted to know why I was posting show notes at 5:30 in the morning.
I saw there was an update at 5:30. I didn't read what it was.
I was out with the I went out with the chickens.
With the chickens, I figured.
When you're a chicken farmer, you got to be up early. So
what?
I made one.
I don't
quick...
know if I've ever seen you up at 5:30.
Well, I go out and take care of the chickens.
You were up from the night before.
I go out and take care of the chickens, and I go back to bed.
Oh.
So, okay. And then, but no, I remember that there was one item that I did not post that I, and it just popped into my mind from the night when I made night before when I was making notes, and it was Missouri v. Biden. So I just typed Missouri v. Biden so I wouldn't forget it. So that
you
was the
tell
one.
Us what
what
it
is that? Let's
talk Missouri
about that.
Missouri v. Biden is this case which has already been ruled on once and is now in appeal. Did you guys hear the clip the other day? And
wait.
I don't remember.
This isn't the student loan thing, is it?
No, this is the
censoring.
This is the censorship. This
okay.
is the government using
oh yes
using other corporations to censor
the
speech.
Daily Wire's in on this.
Yeah, I think they're right? a plaintiff. They might. Well, I'm not sure if it's this lawsuit or another one. But anyways, they ruled in favor and said this is one of the most grotesque overreaches of censorship by the federal government that's ever been seen. So it's now on appeal. This is where, you know, they're using other parties to censor on what was the time was Twitter under Jack Dorsey and Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. And the FBI is involved in all this.
The unmitigated gall to hear that strong of a statement from the court system and then go, no, we think you're wrong.
And
we think we
it.
Should be able to shut those people up. Think about the balls it takes
crazy.
To appeal that decision.
Well, but
absurd.
Kate, it's dangerous speech. We can't allow that. We're not trying to censor speech. We just think it's dangerous to let people say those kinds of things.
Well,
I mean, that is literally what
just
they
saying,
say. That
just
is,
saying, when you stop people from saying certain things, they're going to start doing certain things.
Right.
And I promise you, you don't like the doing things that they're going to do.
I believe far more crazy things that are, you know, proposed nowadays than I would have 3 years ago because of the censorship that they've taken place. Free speech is like you say something, somebody else disagrees with it, they make their argument, and you exchange these, you know, counterpoints, and then people make their decision about what they believe. But when you censor it, then I'm going to think they're up to something, and I should be very worried about it. So the reason I brought it up is because recently they've had all these hearings, you know, as they always are, up on Capitol Hill. And I don't remember who it was, if it was Josh Hawley or Jim Jordan or whoever it was questioning. She's like the assistant.
Kristen Clark.
Just
a civil rights official at the Department of Justice.
Right. She's the assistant attorney general for civil rights at the Justice Department. And this is a civil rights case. And she's the civil rights attorney. And she said, I am unfamiliar with this case. It was
unbelievable. Yeah, and the Supreme Court is reviewing.
This is where you just would. I don't know how those guys keep from losing their minds.
Look how nice the sunset looks out the door behind me.
I see that. I don't know how they keep from losing their minds when somebody who is the senior person in the administration responsible for this specific thing goes, oh, is there a case about this? It's before the Supreme Court? I mean, are you serious? You expect us to take you serious. Get out. You need to get up from here, go back to your office, pack up all your stuff, leave, and never come back if you're that stupid or that big of a liar.
I would just start looking at the other members and go, can we hold her in contempt for this? This is a chargeable offense, I believe.
It's, yeah, that's the one that gets, so yeah, that's a good point, though, that they have the gall to appeal this.
Yeah. I mean, that strong of language. The judge said it's the most gross overreach and they've ever said, and the Biden administration went, no, it's fine.
Eh, it's fine. But
now
we
think
good
we should.
Intentions. We're good people.
Yeah, we're doing it for the right reasons.
Hitler believed he was gassing the Jews for the right reason, too. Hamas believes that they just slaughtered, you know, 1,200, 1,400 innocent civilians for the right reason, too. This is the thing, is when that's why you have, a, like we talked about the Constitution, a Constitution limiting government's power. Because the problem is, it's not what's good or bad. It's like who somebody deciding who's, because I don't know your motives. I don't know how smart you are. I don't know. No, you can't decide for other people because it's not your right. So we give freedom. We have liberty instead.
Speaking of Biden disagreeing with court decisions, he's doing more student loan.
I know.
Forgiveness, like $4.5 billion.
So that's insane. They told him no. The Supreme Court said that you can't do this, so he did it, and now he's doing it again.
I'm just going to do it in little chunks. Maybe they won't notice if I only spend a few billion here and a few billion there.
I honestly don't know why somebody like that, you cannot arrest somebody. Why can't a subpoena
at that point? Like,
why can't a warrant for his arrest be issued by the court?
What good does a separation of powers do? Technically, you violated a court order. You're under arrest.
Well, he could be under arrest for a few things.
There's a lot of, yeah. Well, lying? Is lying one? Well, he hasn't been under oath.
But
the House is set to vote on a resolution to authorize a Biden impeachment inquiry.
We already have done that.
What does that even mean? I thought
we've done that.
No, I think
they were investigating whether or not they should bring an impeachment inquiry.
That was months ago.
Yes, correct.
Didn't we make a joke about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the Babylon Bee made a joke about like the possibility of maybe opening a investigation into whether we should have
an investigation.
Hey. I don't want to get off track here, but since you mentioned the Babylon Bee, the best headline they've ever put out: man becomes more conservative as he regains brain function.
Yeah.
Except for it's true.
John Fetterman.
It's true. They claim that John Fetterman is recovering, and at the same time, he's starting to say reasonable things.
Well, he's either recovering or he's gotten much better at using his speech assist tool.
He does speak better.
Yeah.
Not only his sentence structure and how quickly he's able to speak, but also the things that he's saying sound like a regular person would be saying them.
You mean not like the Eagles are better than the Eagles?
No. The Eagles are better than the Eagles. Wait, no.
No.
I really liked for those who don't know, George Santos was expelled from Congress, and he was a Republican who annoyed me. He was a liar. He lied about like his entire life during his campaign.
He's a weirdo, too.
And he's weird. And, you know, I wasn't going to oust him because the Democrats would never do that. Why should we? I don't even necessarily know if they should have, but they did. And I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but Fetterman was asked about it, like on The View or something.
Yes.
And
on The View.
He said, yeah, I mean, it's good that we got rid of him, but why? We have much worse problems in the Senate.
Yeah,
and
his lies were kind of funny, but then
his lies were funny. They were funny.
Yeah.
But then the other
guy, I landed on the moon.
He's not so funny. And what's that guy's name?
Bob Menendez,
who took gold bars from the
literal
Egyptian
gold
government,
bars.
Actual gold bars. Oh. And he said, I'm not saying, you know, he should have his time in court. He has the right to his day in court, but he doesn't have the right to sit in the Senate and make these votes.
Yeah.
He
said he's more like a lobbyist for Egypt than a senator.
He said he's like a senator for Egypt.
I heard someone hypothesize, is it John Fetterman, you know, going against, or is it that the Democrats want to get this guy out and it's convenient to use John Fetterman as a mouthpiece?
I have an idea.
He's also been good on Israel, too.
Yeah.
I have a thought. What if they were really, okay, John, hear me out. John Fetterman's dead. All right. And there was this whole theory about, like, this guy doesn't actually look like John Fetterman after he went away for treatment and came back. And so their priority was to find someone who looks as close to John Fetterman as possible. And they picked that guy, and now he's going off the rails. So it's not, he's like, hey, if you tell me to stop saying this stuff, I'm going to spill the beans that I'm fake John Fetterman. I'm going to say this if I want.
No.
We have precedent for that. Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, because they couldn't control him anymore.
Remember
he's like,
the
if
movie
you tell them
about the president, Dave?
Yeah. He's
he
like incapacitated,
he looked,
so they find someone
like
who looks like him.
But then he went off script.
And he won't cooperate. Oh, that's what's happening right now with Fetterman. It's not actually him. But they can't tell him to shut up.
Are you using a fictitious movie?
That's a documentary.
No, I'm using real life evidence to support a theory I have that just so happens to
the documentary
maybe be,
Dave.
To maybe be the plot line of a movie.
The best part is that Dave ends up going off into the sunset with the president's wife.
Oh my gosh.
He did all right for himself.
John Fetterman's body double is going to walk off into the sunset with the goiter.
I think I tried to look at him a few times recently, and I think he might be absent the goiter.
That's because it's not him. Like I said.
Yeah. So.
So going back to Biden.
Oh, wait. I got one more thing before we move. Bob Menendez. It was recently discovered that several of the gold bars that was found in his possession.
Yes, I did
were
hear that.
Found to be a part of a criminal heist.
Yes.
That's funny. Everything is so messed up.
This is
beyond parody.
It's a travesty.
Everything is beyond parody.
Yeah, that's why you can't mock anything anymore because it comes true.
It's wild. Okay, so Hunter Biden was charged with 9 counts of tax fraud, including 3 felony charges. However, these are from 2016 to 2019 because the prosecutor purposely, let the previous years when Joe was in office and he was on the board of bereavement, all this stuff, he let the
statute of limitations
run. So none of this will touch Joe, but Hunter is being indicted. He's in some trouble. And that's basically because the prosecutor also made a fool of himself on that plea deal. And now he has to bring charges. And meanwhile, I don't know, the impeachment inquiry stuff. Hunter, they found evidence that Hunter sent monthly payments to Joe from an account that he used to receive money from Chinese business associates. And Joe continues to deny it and just say, and the White House denies it. And Joe's just like, no, it's lies. It's all lies.
Listen.
Yeah, somebody said that this was like Clinton's I did not have sex with that woman, his lie.
Meanwhile,
this is I did not talk to Joe Hunter's business associates.
Joe Scarborough on The Morning Joe is calling the Biden crime family narrative fascist propaganda.
Okay. Timing-wise, you know what makes sense to me? If they could go back and charge Hunter with the previous years so that they could bring Biden, Joe Biden, into the charges possibly, I think they would. I think the reason they're doing it now is because Newsom saw the response to his debate against DeSantis. And even though he got crushed, he had unwavering support from
That's
the entire
wild.
Left and the entire media. And he has decided it's time for Joe to be out of the way.
Yeah, but did you see the guy that, and I think it was on CNN, an LA business guy going the other day going, look, enough is enough. He goes, I voted for, what is her name? I know it. I just drew a complete blank. LA mayor, the new lady, LA mayor.
Anyways, don't know.
I voted for her. I voted for Gavin Newsom. I voted for Joe Biden. Then he goes, but enough is enough. I'm sick of this because it's all the robbery, you know, the
Karen Bass.
Okay, well, the fact
Karen
that it
Bass,
took this
yeah.
long is.
Yeah. So I don't know about, I don't know. I mean, a lot of states, the timeline to file is passed. So I don't know how
to be on the ballot.
Right. So I don't know how that would work. It looks to me like, here's the thing. They're going after Hunter on all this tax stuff, but they're avoiding all the FARA, the Foreign Agent Registration Act.
Yeah, right.
They're avoiding all that because if they charge that, then they got to they got to depose Joe.
Right.
And if they do that, they probably also have to depose Obama, because it's going to be, what did you know about what your vice president was doing? I mean, so that's one thing that's really stands out to me about this. They're not, they're completely avoiding that, which he's just as clearly guilty of as all the tax stuff.
Because they're only looking at 2016.
So?
Beyond.
He was still in violation.
Where'd all that money come from? Yeah.
So,
he wasn't in office at the time.
Yeah.
Amount of money, though, that he's writing off, that he spent on, what do you call it, expenses, various women.
Prostitutes.
And like adult entertainment. But that was the category. Yeah, that's what it was filed as.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Did you actually listen? Did you hear what Joe Scarborough said?
No.
On this? Oh, it's kind of crazy. The man is crazy.
To me,
there's a video in that article.
If he, does he know the meaning of words?
No.
Because I don't know how you get to this being fascism or whatever he was saying.
He says fascists are so good at propaganda.
But look what all of the right-wing media has done. They have gotten a son that had problems with crack. They have chased down every lead they could chase down. They make fools of themselves time and time again, but it has worked. They're lying about the corrupt Biden family, like Clarence Thomas's wife, talking about the Biden crime family should be on barges outside of Gitmo, repeating this lie, this fascist attempt, this fascist lie, over and over and over again. You look at the polls, it's worked. So now half of Americans see Joe Biden as corrupt as Donald Trump, when of course it's such a, we could list it for 4 hours. It is such a preposterous argument. And yet, because fascists are so good at propaganda, it's actually working.
So that's a load of propaganda.
That's insane.
That's insane. And he said this.
Could strangle
he said this
him.
a couple days before this new indictment. So I wonder what he'll say now.
Well, it's just been within like the last 2 weeks that is it James Comer and them were holding up copies of actual checks to Joe Biden.
Yes.
What do you do
yes,
about
but he
that?
Said this
what do
2 days
you do
ago.
With that?
And Joe Scarborough said this 2 days ago. What an idiot.
He's just. He's just lying.
He's
here's
lying.
This is the reason
he's
why
lying.
The court system exists. Let's settle it. If you keep doing this, you're going to lose the court of public opinion. And when you see public opinion start to turn against you like this, I would think that your lawyer would say, okay, it's time to go to court. I would. At this point, I would start to countersue, and I would say, prove it, except if you're guilty, then obviously you don't want to.
Right.
Right.
You don't want to bring about any more discovery.
And that's why Donald Trump sues people. Because why do you think that Biden hasn't sued anyone for saying these things about him? Because he's doing it. And you don't want that stuff to come out in discovery. Instead, whereas on the opposite side, people accuse Donald Trump of something. He's like, I sue you. Prove it. I guarantee it's not true. Major difference between those two. And guess what? I know it's not supposed to, but, you know, like, pleading the fifth is not supposed to sway you on your opinion of who's on the stand or anything like that. But when one person is actively suing and okay with discovery and the other person's running from it, I deem you guilty. I just do.
Bringing up Trump in this, I don't know. It's shocking how investigated Donald Trump has been, and he's never been, nothing's ever been found. I mean, he's never been convicted in a court of law of anything.
The FBI tried
it's
to
insane.
Ping a Russian bank from his servers to make it look like he was in contact with a Russian bank, and they still couldn't convict him of something. They planted evidence.
Yeah.
And they could not find anything.
He's like by far the cleanest shady person ever.
Yeah, because here's the thing that he's got to have a business wise at least some skeletons. I don't think he does politically. I just don't really think he does. But in his previous life, he has to. But is the extent of it that he paid a porn star hush money to not talk about their relationship? Is that the extent of his skeletons? Because if so, that's fascinating.
He might be the cleanest guy in Washington, D.C. It's unbelievable.
No, it's Mike Johnson, who the only bad thing they can say about him is
he
that...
He prays.
Yeah.
He reads his Bible. There are
the Bible
people
is
that
his
do,
worldview.
There are people who legitimately believe that is evil. They really believe that.
You mean like Rob Reiner, who is put a trailer out now for a documentary that they did showing the dangers of Christian nationalism?
Is that the guy that said that Mike Johnson and his crew, or whatever, are the
That's probably
most
what
dangerous
it,
thing to America right it, now?
It's possible. I just know that Rob Reiner, who is...
Completely seriously, who, unironically, they
whose
said
Whose name
that.
Is on the Epstein list, is launching this, is putting out this documentary about how evil Christian nationalism is. So it might have been him.
Right.
He might be on his campaign to prop up his new lying documentary.
Yeah, as a kind of a side note on that, just to let our listeners know, I actually preached a sermon on this a while back. Cade probably remembers. There is no hyphenated Christianity. There's no such thing as a hyphenated Christianity. There's no Christian this and Christian that. You're Christian, period. There's no hyphens like Christian nationalist, Christian, you know, whatever. You're just Christian. That's it. If you happen to be secondary, you're a patriot to your nation additionally, well,
yeah,
that's
it's not
fine,
a hyphen. It's not a hyphen. It's a comma.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Separate, and go. It comes after. It's Christian, comma, patriot.
Yes. I heard somebody saying the other day I don't even know what that means. But yeah, you just use the right word. It means that you're Christian and a patriot, but they're kind of melded together, and I don't see that scripturally anywhere.
My Twitter handle, it doesn't have any hyphens in it. It says Jesus freak, comma, family man, comma, conservative. In that order.
Your bio, you mean, not your Twitter handle.
Whatever.
Don't go looking for that handle on Twitter. It's too long.
Fine.
There are some amazing
I don't
Twitter
get
handles.
In all this. You mean like Danny G. German?
The people that tweet at Pat Gray, they have some amazing
Twitter handles.
I've always wanted to make mine Barbara Boxer Shorts. Get it?
Yes.
Yeah.
For
I
people
got
that
it.
Don't know, Barbara Boxer was a California senator once upon a time, back when in the early days of us living there. Kate and I were talking. The stuff that's going on in this country is just mind-boggling. I'm really excited to see that the Blaze is going to do this story, this kind of movie documentary report on what's this big housing thing going on in Texas.
I know the name of it.
Yeah, you know
Give
what I'm talking
me.
About.
Colony Ridge.
Oh
Colony
yeah, Ridge. Yeah, yeah, that yeah, place. Yeah.
Colony Ridge.
So, but the stuff that's going on in this country is insane. So, it came out this week. It happened some months back that this building inspector noticed this building that was supposed to be abandoned. It had like power to it, and there were cars and stuff. And it turned out that this is a secret Chinese bio lab operating in the like Fresno areas of California. Well, now it's coming out that this thing had like. They see these groups of men coming in from China across the border, and they think it's connected to the people that are working at this lab. But they have like, I forget what it was, like 38 different pathogens that they're working on. They've got like all these infected mice, and it looked like their plan was to take them around the country and release them. I mean, it's insane what's going on inside the borders of this country. And then we hit a
what
record.
Borders?
Pardon me?
What borders?
Our borders.
Are
the borders
constructs.
Of the United States.
I'm saying, yeah, but
yeah,
we
what
don't,
borders? Yeah, so yeah. Tuesday, they had an all-time record high, 12,000 illegal crossings in one day. So, you know, these people, 12,000 people. Last week I said how we were spending $451 billion a year on illegal immigration. But so you take 12,000 people in one day, That's 12,000 iPhones. That's airline tickets for 12,000 people to fly wherever they want, and they get a card with $5,000 on it. That's $60 million just in the card.
$5,000?
Yes.
A person?
That's what they reported. Family,
does Sheriff, my two-year-old
Sheriff
get $5,000?
Lamb from Arizona is who spilled that story just a couple days ago.
But that's $60 million prepaid in just cards. A day.
Do babies and toddlers get two?
Of course.
So that's so 60 million plus the 5,000 iPhone or 12,000 iPhones plus the 12,000 plane tickets a day.
Okay, move this to so Congress, the Republicans in Congress, right? They said if we're gonna send, we want a deal. If we're gonna continue supporting Ukraine financially and like Israel, then we want border security. It's one of the things they asked for, right? And this Democrat lady, I forget what her role is, came out and said she was just that, you know, they're demanding border security in order to continue support for Ukraine. And she was just shocked by that. How they would ignore issues of homeland security for this. And I'm like, what?
What did you say? Exactly, that's backwards.
That's what she said. Yes.
That's backwards. Exactly. Border is homeland security, you
yes,
idiot.
It is. Yep. Yep.
Do you know who's? I've had enough. You've broken me. You've broken me.
I could not. Or that statement. I was like, "What?"
That's
do you hear
absolutely
the words?
Backwards?
Yes.
She's saying you are ignoring an issue of homeland security by talking
correct.
About the war in Ukraine.
By saying that you want border security in order to support Ukraine.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I heard Shapiro going, this should be so easy that, you know, because they want to, for the Democrats to separate this. You know, if Biden's getting killed on the border, if he would do something that made it look like he was trying to control the border, his numbers would improve.
No kidding.
You know?
That's true.
Plus, then they would get to spend money and send money to Ukraine, which they desperately want to do. But here's where I think that there's...
It feels like a
no-brainer. Pardon me?
Feels like a no-brainer.
Yeah, but here's something where I disagree. I don't know that they want to continue to support Ukraine. They are starting to talk like they realize this is not happening. The whole Ukraine thing beating... It's not happening.
Hey! Hey, whoa,
Ukraine
whoa,
is getting their butts kicked.
Correct. But supporting Ukraine in the war against Russia is not the goal.
I know that.
The goal is money laundering through defense contractors.
I know that, except too much is coming out about the corruption going on in Ukraine.
Now,
plus,
that might be a better reason,
kicked.
But don't pretend like Ukraine losing has anything to do. If they thought they were going to get caught in their money scheme, then I would say, yes, that is a reason that they probably would.
It does matter, though, that because more and more people are realizing that Ukraine is losing and they're not going to win. There's no way. So why are we continuing to pump money there? Plus, the corruption on top of it is becoming more exposed. So I'm not so sure they want to continue to support Ukraine.
At this point, if I was one of them, I wouldn't care that my money laundering scheme was about to get exposed, because things that are completely out in the open go entirely unpunished. But if I admitted it to a newspaper and I was a Democrat, I'd be fine.
Or maybe I'm one of 40 people in Congress that say, you know what? I got mine. I'm out of here.
I'm out.
I don't know. Just a possibility.
I need a list of the names of those 40.
Kevin McCarthy. Patrick McHenry.
Sometime we should do a segment about the guns that you should buy. The guns that people should buy.
Okay, so what gun should you buy?
Well, I don't know. I figured maybe somebody could play the role of the person asking questions, like, you know, to stand in for listeners who maybe would have questions about guns. Maybe Cassidy should do it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so here's the thing. I heard there's this crazy amount of, actually it's unions, bodega worker unions in New York City are helping all these employees get concealed carry permits so I can carry it because it's so dangerous now. So we can play the role of a New York City bodega worker because I obviously know nothing.
No, I just want you to ask questions that you would ask because you don't know that much about guns.
Well, not as much, obviously, as you.
Correct. That means not that much.
What am I wanting a gun purpose for?
Oh, everybody needs guns. If someone listening to this show doesn't have a gun, you're out of your mind.
Oh, gun sales are going through the roof.
You need to buy. You need to buy a semi-automatic rifle, and you also need a semi-automatic pistol that you can conceal.
The percentage of homes in America that now have contained guns is way up.
If you don't know what to get,
and that's across all political spectrums.
If you don't know what to get, then here's what you need to get.
Here's the thing. You're probably going to want something that's easy to operate. You know, say I don't know much. I want something that's easy to learn and operate, easy to clean, or doesn't need really cleaning. And because, you know, I'm not really a gun enthusiast, but also I don't want to spend, you know, the economy is tight. I don't want to spend insane amounts of money on it. That's probably what you are going to tell the average person.
A semi-automatic 9mm pistol. It can be Glock or Smith & Wesson makes some good stuff that won't break the bank. And they're very, very reliable. Like a shield if you're trying to conceal. Like a Smith & Wesson M&P shield 9mm would be a good one if you wanted to conceal it or something. But everyone needs to go get ARs. Also, there's like an army of military aged migrants in our country right now, everywhere, and we fly them around. We strategically locate and them.
They're not from Mexico and South America.
You know how
I was looking at the numbers,
a video of
who's
a bunch of African
in.
Guys coming over the border the other day.
You know how like militaries have part of, you know, one of the group in the military's job is logistics. They move people and things around. Our government, our DHS, is serving as the logistical branch for a foreign army that we are positioning in our own country. You need to get a gun.
Yeah, get an AR-based rifle.
Yes, an AR-15 platform
and get
rifle.
Chambered in 5.56 so they can shoot either 5.56 or 2.23. And
extra magazines, because depending on where you are, you can't even get one very big.
9mm handgun and 5.56 rifle. That's at the bare minimum.
Yeah. I don't know why you think I wouldn't know that.
Okay.
You're going to want to put lights on them. Everyone thinks that like red dot is important to put on there. The most important first thing to put on there is a light and a sling. Because you need the sling, because it holds the gun to you, and that is very important. People overlook
Kyle
the
Rittenhouse.
Sling all the time. Kyle Rittenhouse would be dead probably if he didn't have his gun slung on him. And a light, because you have a moral obligation to identify what it is you're shooting at, and bad things happen in the dark. Then I would probably do something like a red dot. Don't skimp on the optic. A lot of people do, and they shouldn't. Did I do this, and it brought...
Yes. It did that to me earlier, too. Wow. And weird. This... Got the balloons the other day. I don't know how to do it.
Anyway, little bubbles are popping up on our Zoom screen, so I got distracted. But
what's it do if you go like this?
I was thinking that.
So anyway, so a light is important, and then definitely don't skimp on the optic. People will spend money on the gun, and I get it. The gun costs enough money already. Optics are sometimes going to cost as much as your rifle if you want to guarantee that they're going to work. The minimum I would get is something made by HoloSun. They're quality, but they're still foreign made. If you want something really good, you're looking at Aimpoint, Trijicon, EOTech, and you're going to end up spending as much as you did on the rifle. Buy once, cry once. Hopefully not cry at all from getting shot by some Chinese guy that we put in your neighborhood.
The Chinese don't need to use guns if they have the infected mice.
The guns are for after to walk around and shoot the sick people.
Do we want to comment at all on the fourth debate?
Vivek was super funny, but also mean.
He cannot be Trump. He's trying to be, and he can't be.
I don't dislike him, but I like him less, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I do dislike Nikki Haley more than ever.
I do think Ron DeSantis had his best debate yet.
Yeah. Nikki Haley is just Mitt Romney in heels.
Also, it was just the best debate because I actually asked questions and let them.
By far the best debate.
Yes.
People who would look at Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis in that debate, Donald Trump in everything else because he doesn't debate anymore, and Ron DeSantis in that debate and would say that Donald Trump is the better of the two candidates is either stupid or they're doing the whole middle finger thing, voting for him out of spite, because he isn't.
No.
I felt like Vivek's thing was he was going one last ditch effort all out hardcore to tell Trump, pick me as your VP.
It's tell Trump, and it's also just, I want a media. I'm starting a podcast, and I have this following now. And was Chris Christie positioning to be Nikki Haley's running mate?
I don't know.
What was that?
Well, he's not going to be her running mate because she's not going to be the nominee.
Her worst moment when Chris Christie jumped in and said, you're insulting, you know, Nikki Haley, whatever. I know she's an intelligent woman. And she just kind of looked down like,
yeah.
She should have said, sorry, I don't need you to defend
Vivek
me.
Vivek should have immediately come back when she didn't say anything with, do you really want a woman to be president of the United States who can't respond herself, who can't even defend herself?
She did respond herself. She did. Chris Christie then also jumped in, but she should have just shut him down.
Well, anyway, I would probably, if I was Vivek, I would have looked at Chris Christie and been like, hey, Chris, she's not going to sleep with you.
Oh, my gosh. Trump would say that.
I don't know. There's always a few people that, you know, are decorating for Christmas like the first week of November or something ridiculous. There's always a few, just a couple of people. But it really feels to me like this year, a lot more people were decorating for Christmas really early. Is that just my imagination?
I've heard people theorize that it's been happening earlier and earlier lately because people need to be happy.
That's what I felt like this year. People want to escape the insanity of what's going on in the world and just have a pleasant mindset. They're just so desperate that a lot more people started getting into Christmas much earlier this year. Like I said, there's always some, but it just seemed like there was a lot more this year. And that's my theory.
That's a good theory. I'm depressed now.
Go look at your Christmas lights.
I definitely took a big break from listening to stuff. You know how earlier you were talking about something serious and I said, look at how nice the sunset is in the thing behind me? That's been my attitude for like the last week.
Hey, if you want to get cheered
about
up.
About everything.
Pat Gray, they interviewed a guy today about MK Ultra.
Yeah, super cheered
cheer
up,
you up
that the government's brainwashing people to do shootings. Because I'm pretty sure that
now his theory is that it's foreign governments.
Who is?
Like it's the CCP, because now they have access to the internet, so they can just use people.
He says now. He said MK Ultra has never ended. It's just changed the way that they go about doing it in the name
but
of.
Then
and basically,
he said,
today it's the algorithms on the internet.
It's still us. It's still us because the guy who did the Uvalde school shooting, his court ordered therapist worked for the CIA.
So he was a Manchurian candidate.
No, he was an MK Ultra agent.
That's what the MK Ultra. I mean, that's what a Manchurian candidate is. That's what MK Ultra was up to, trying to create Manchurian candidates. So they wanted to see if they could do it.
Well, they do a lot, all the time.
Well, here's what you do. If you want to be cheered up, go watch the videos of the French farmers spraying manure all over the governmental buildings.
And if you want to be depressed, go watch Tucker Carlson interview Alex Jones, because that's the one thing I did watch this weekend. That man is Nostradamus.
But, okay, he said that Joe Biden just wanders around the White House at night naked, not knowing where he is or who he is. Did you hear that part?
No, but I 100% believe it.
I would believe it.
I believe it.
How would he know that?
Because people inside.
He's got people on the inside, trust me.
Basically, listening to that interview made the way that Alex Jones knows things make way more sense to me than ever before. He reads gobs and gobs of unclassified reports just the way Tom Clancy used to when he would write these predictive books that he would then get questioned in Congress. He'll read all these unclassified reports, put all the information together, and then come up with what is actually going on. Then people from the inside who are compartmentalized from each other will start to say, you're right. That is what's happening. And because they're compartmentalized, they've never really realized and put the whole thing together before. And then they will start to act as a whistleblower for Alex Jones, and they will start being his inside source. So when he says, I have an inside source, whatever, it's because they saw what he's talking about. They're like, you're right. I don't like that. And they report to Alex Jones. I legitimately think he has a network of spies in the government who have all just responded positively to the things that Alex Jones has come up with through unclassified sources.
And he told Tucker Carlson, he goes, hey, I'll give you the guy's name and number when we get done with this. So you can talk to him and verify it yourself. You don't take my word for it. So he also talked about all the amphetamines they whack him up with. That's another thing. And you,
yes. Which can we, I, there's no way that Joe Biden is going to debate anybody.
No.
But man, so bad. Imagine. One, he can say, I'm not going to debate Trump because, you know, whatever, you can give reasons. But because Trump is blah,
under
blah, blah,
indictment.
Blah. But yeah, but what is going to be excuse if, come, like, America, why are we voting for Trump in the primaries? Like, anybody else.
He'd
let's
have
put anybody
no
else up there.
Not to debate DeSantis.
Yes, imagine him next to DeSantis.
Oh my gosh. That'd be...
Or, like, okay, not that I want Chris Christie to be the nominee, but can you imagine what Chris Christie would say?
Every other word, though, from Biden would be, look, fat.
But can you imagine you give them equal time? Say it's Vivek. How many more words Vivek would say in that equal amount of time than...
I do think, though, Vivek would look like a bully.
This is the time I would say, I yield the rest of my time to my opponent.
I think Vivek would look like a bully. I think that the smart thing to do would be to tell, like, DeSantis to crush all his ideas, but don't crush him.
I would feel if I were standing at the other podium, Joe Biden's over there, I'd just be like, what do you want me to say?
This is mean. This is elder abuse.
Yeah, this is wrong.
People want
someone doing here. Someone definitely needs to come change Joe's diaper or put our podiums further apart because he smells terrible.
People want Trump though because when Trump didn't get elected in 2020 or however you want to say it, that all those people feel like it was done to them. And that's why they want to shove Trump down their throat.
I would pay. You could make those debates pay-per-view. I would pay to watch those.
I think if Vivek started to be a bully, it would start to get like uncomfortable because Vivek is so well-spoken and so smart. However, if Donald Trump is the exact same amount of bully, it's okay because he's dumb.
I know. It's
because
so
he's
ridiculous.
Not dumb, but the way he speaks,
he does it
he makes
in a funny way.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And that's
Vivek
why
he's trying to be Trump and he can never be Trump.
Because he's too well spoken, and you start to say, you know what you're doing. You're just being a jerk. When Donald Trump does it, he doesn't know what he's doing.
He
has no
himself.
Control over it. And that's the thing is that Vivek is making a conscious decision to
like,
be a jerk, and Donald Trump just is.
Trump has this way too of like he crosses the fourth wall. Like you feel like he's in the audience with you, like mocking almost.
That's
that's
what the classic was him about Chris Christie. Now, I mean, Vivek went after him and told him to go get a meal and just leave
nice
the
meal.
Stage. Trump, he was like responding to some guy in the crowd going, look, don't call him a fat slob. That's not nice. Yes. We're not going to call him a fat. Chris
there
Christie, we're not going to call him a fat slob.
My favorite part is the theory that no one in the crowd even said that.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't. I doubt that anybody did. He just acted like they did so he could respond like that.
That's
either
actually
that or
brilliant.
He planted them.
That's actually so smart.
I'm just, you could make one of those debates with Joe Biden. Like, you could have the undercard fights of a USC night, and instead of the headline fight, it's literally that, and I would pay for it.
They would make more money than Floyd Mayweather.
Yes. Yeah.